The 2013 National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Class, presented by Patty Gregory Chang. There is a photo on the page, the caption, NFB Scholarship Class of 2013. From the editor, each year the National Federation of the Blind recognizes 30 outstanding blind post-secondary students as NFB scholarship winners. The 2013 scholarship recipients ranged from entering college freshmen to doctoral candidates, and they were pursuing studies in an array of fields, from tax accounting to computational chemistry. At the meeting of the NFB Board of Directors, the 30 2013 NFB scholarship winners, including five Tenbrook Fellows who were receiving a second NFB scholarship, came to the microphone to speak directly to the Federation. Following is what they said about themselves. The speakers were introduced by Patty Gregory Chang, who chairs the NFB Scholarship Committee. Patty announced each student's name, home state, and school state. A photo appears at this point, the caption, The 2013 Scholarship Winners, Left to Right. Back row, Frederick Hardyway, Al Elia, Mark Colasurdo, Chopper Johnson, Alex Locke, Conrad Austin, Brooke Lavelle, Matthew Yater. Middle row, Kristen Fleschner, Tasha Hubbard, Jerry Sequeiros Ramirez, Tyler Cavanaugh, Disa Muse, Mona Minkara, Stephen Phelps, Cody Blair, Catherine Webster, Julie McGinnity. Front row, Heather Rasmussen, Stephanie Jalucha, Molly Ferber, Danielle Burton, Angela DeHart, Caitlin Shelton, Ivy Wanta, Miso Kwok, Stephanie Zundel, Treva Olivero. From the editor, with every passing year, we recognize the increasing value of the National Federation of the Blind's scholarship program to our national organization. Members of previous scholarship classes stream back to take part in convention activities and assume responsibility, doing anything that they can see needs to be done, including serving as mentors during the following year for the members of the current scholarship class. Each July, everyone looks forward to meeting the new scholarship class and to hearing what its members are doing now and planning to do in the future. On Saturday evening, July 6, toward the close of the banquet, Patty Chang, chairperson of the scholarship committee, came to the podium to present the year's winners and announce which scholarships they had been awarded. This year, each winner shook hands with President Maurer and Ray Kurzweil before they took their places across the back of the platform. In addition to the NFB scholarship, each of the 30 winners received a $1,000 check and a plaque from Ray Kurzweil, a Google Nexus 7 tablet for access to the Blio e-book reader from KNFB Reading Technology Incorporated, and a $1,000 cash award from Google. This package of gifts added over $2,000 of value to every scholarship award. The final award was the Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship of $12,000, presented to Jerry Sequeiros Ramirez, who then spoke briefly to the audience. Her remarks appear later in this article. But earlier in the week, at the meeting of the NFB Board of Directors, the 30 2013 NFB Scholarship winners, including five Tenbrook Fellows, who were receiving a second NFB scholarship, came to the microphone to speak directly to the Federation. Following is what they said about themselves. The speakers were introduced by Patty, who announced their home and school states after their names.
Conrad Austin, Maryland, Maryland.
Good morning, Federation family. I want to take this time to thank each and every one of you for fighting for ever-increasing opportunities for myself and thousands upon thousands of other blind students to succeed. I'm a senior at St. Mary's College of Maryland studying history, and I plan on getting a doctorate in history and becoming a professor researching and teaching disability history. I look forward to meeting as many of you as possible, and until then, I hope you continue to have a wonderful convention. Thank you.
Thank you. When a student wins more than one of our scholarships, they are dubbed a Tenbrook Fellow. The first of five is Cody Baer, Colorado, Colorado.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to stand here in front of you today as I'm a Tenbrook Fellow. I'm a student at the University of Northern Colorado and will be a senior in the fall, majoring in accounting, and it's my career goal to attain my CPA and practice in tax. This summer, I'm working an internship for EKS&H, which is a large accounting firm in Colorado, and I'm specializing in real estate and partnership tax. This is my third convention, and I have the pleasure of serving as the president of the Greeley chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, treasurer of the Colorado Association of Blind Students, and as of last night, board member of NABS.
Congratulations.
It is my goal this convention to develop as a stronger leader, because I know that while as a federation we have accomplished a lot, we have still a lot more to accomplish, and I'm committed to working and putting in tireless hours until what we want to accomplish is accomplished.
Thank you. We have 7 high school students in this class, the first of which is Danielle Burton, Kentucky, Kentucky.
Good morning, everyone.
You can hear it.
I am a freshman this fall, and I am going to major in elementary and special education with an emphasis in moderate to severe disabilities. I plan to teach students who are blind and visually impaired. I chose to do this because I want students to have more opportunities, and I want them to have some things that I did not have as a student myself. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here today and this week, and hope to meet everybody. And thank you very much.
You're welcome. Carl and Joe are up here. Next is Mark Colacerto, New Jersey, New York.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mark Colacerto, and it is an honor to be here as a scholarship winner, and I want to thank the committee for this wonderful opportunity. I first came to the NFB in 2009 during the Youth Slam event, and have been a student and mentor at various other STEM events since. I am currently the Vice President of the New Jersey Association of Blind Students. In the fall, I will be a junior at Cornell University studying bioengineering. This summer, I am doing a research internship up there funded by the National Science Foundation, where I am doing original research studying tissue engineering. In the future, I hope to be a PhD scholar and research scientist in the field of biomedical engineering, and to continue to participate actively in the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you.
Thank you. We have 5 students that I count that I can tell are in scientific fields. I'm a lawyer because I don't understand science and math real well. But that's partly because we have, through the National Federation of the Blind, introduced youth early on and made them believe in themselves. Our next student is also from the South, so Kentucky's well represented this time around. We have Angela DeHart, Kentucky, Kentucky.
Good morning, fellow Federationists. Thank you, Scholarship Committee and Board of Directors. It is an honor to be here this week. This fall, I will be a senior in a program leading to dual certification in elementary and special education with the emphasis on teaching students who have moderate severe disabilities. My career goals is to teach students who have autism. Teaching is my passion. It is my job to educate, encourage, and inspire my students. My philosophy of teaching is the same as my philosophy of blindness. If there is one thing I want my students to learn from me, is that their disability need not limit them, and anything is possible with enough dedication and perseverance. Thank you all.
Sticking with the South, from Tennessee, Tennessee, we have Stephanie DeLuca.
I have one correction to make. I'm actually from Alabama. Alabama represent.
I'm not sure where I got Tennessee from then. All right, I'll fix it by banquet. Thank you.
Okay. So, good morning, everyone. I am honored to be here as a Tim Brook Fellow this year. I am currently the president of the Tennessee Association of Blind Students. I am also hoping to defend my doctorate next spring. And with that doctorate, I would like to pursue a career in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics policy, or STEM education policy, I should say, because I believe very passionately and strongly that everyone, including the blind and visually impaired, which we are often ignored, have the right to a quality education, and that is how we can move up in the world. So I am looking forward to learning from all of you and learning to be a trailblazer and a leader. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Al Aliyah, Massachusetts, Massachusetts.
Hello, everyone, and thank you to the committee And thank you to all of you for supporting this organization that can therefore support students like this wonderful class that I'm honored to be a part of. I have to confess that I took for granted for many years the rights that I have as a blind person. And then in the late 2000s, I discovered the NFB and how much I owe to this organization for all the rights that I've had my whole life. And I realized that we're still doing that work, especially in Massachusetts. You know, I think a lot of people here probably have iPhones. Yes? Mm-hmm. That NFB in Massachusetts. And the ATM machines that we all use that talk to us now, that's NFB in Massachusetts. So I decided that I was going to, after 15 years out of school and working as a software developer, I decided to go to law school. So that's what I'm doing now, and I hope to continue to do that sort of work, fighting in Massachusetts with the NFB to increase our rights going forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next student hails from a state which I don't oft see represented. Is Rhode Island in the house? Where are you, Grace? Molly Ferber, Rhode Island, Rhode Island.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much to the members of the scholarship committee and this amazing class for giving me the gift of my first national convention. It's been astonishing so far. I'm currently a grad student at Brown University in the Department of Literary Arts, concentrating in fiction writing. In the fall, in this upcoming academic year, I'll be teaching two fiction writing classes at Brown, and I'll also have the chance to teach a group of blind high school students a writing workshop as well. I'm gonna steal something that Julie said last night that I think was really great. She said that blind people deserve to be on the stage as much as sighted people do, and I completely agree. I believe that the opinions and the experiences and the perceptions of the world that blind people have deserve to be written and published and read by everyone, and I am dedicated to doing everything in my power to make that happen, especially so after just a few days of convention. Thank you very much.
Ms. Kristen Fleschner takes us back up to Massachusetts, Massachusetts.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so honored and privileged to be here. I'm a third-year law student at Harvard Law School. I've been extremely privileged to have a lot of rich educational and cultural experiences along the way. I did my undergraduate education at Vanderbilt University, where I received a Bachelor of Arts and a Bachelor of Science. Vanderbilt then sent me to Africa, where I researched violence against women and traveled to over 18 countries. When I returned, I had the opportunity to work for the former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, and since that time, I've been a federal government employee. In that capacity, I've had the opportunity to testify before Congress and brief some of our most senior policy leaders. But along the way, I lost my vision, and I had a lot of self-doubt. And the morning that I actually received my admittance letter to Harvard Law School, I wasn't sure I was making the right decision, and I wasn't sure I should even be going to law school. And I actually happened to make one of my first trips to the NFB in Baltimore that day to do a training session that Scott LaBar was putting on for blind lawyers. And I left that meeting after spending a few hours with about 40 blind lawyers wondering if I shouldn't just get my JD at Harvard, but I should also get my PhD. And I think that that's what this organization has the capacity to do. And so I'm here this week to learn from all of you and the rest of the scholarship team here, and I look forward to meeting the rest of you this week. Thanks.
Thank you. Not going very far. Staying with Massachusetts, Yuna Jatta.
Hello, everyone. Oh my God, that's really loud. I'm gonna back up a little. Okay. My name is Yuna Jatta. I am 17 years old and will be attending Harvard as a freshman this fall. I have the privilege of being here for the first time this year, and it's so exciting. Over the past 4 years, I've interned at a law firm, an investment agency, and as a research assistant, and they have only affirmed in my mind that I want to be a concert pianist in the future. I have been attending a conservatory for 8 years now and have had the honor of playing with 6 different orchestras and playing in Carnegie Hall and Symphony Hall. So my dream, thank you.
Thank you.
So my dream is to be a pianist without a day job. Sorry, Patty.
Okay. All right. Next, we are moving. Do this to somebody every time. Frederick Hardaway, Kansas, Washington.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity. This has been wonderful. This is my first convention, and I'm just so amazed. I'm going to Washington State, studying, getting my doctorate in world history with a primary emphasis in African history. My goal is to become a professor. I guess I found out among the scholarship winners this year, I'm the eldest, so thank you for the opportunity.
I'm not sure how old you are, Frederick, but we have several scholarship winners this year who are parents themselves. The youngest is 17, and we have a couple of those, but I won't ask Frederick his age. Next is Tasha Hubbard, Virginia, Virginia.
All right, Tasha.
Hello, Federationists. I am a student at Liberty University getting my master's in professional counseling and life coaching. With that, I will be counseling people who have gone through traumatic experiences that left them disabled. My goal is to give them back their hope for life and to teach them that their life isn't over because they're now disabled. I'm also the president of the Peninsula Chapter in Virginia. I am the coordinator of the Peninsula Bell Program. I'm on the McDonald Fellowship Committee, and I will be running for a position in the Human Services Division later on today. My theme here is giving back. So with that, I'm selling Virginia peanuts. Anybody want some?
Thank you.
Thank you.
A true Federationist. Chopper Johnson, South Carolina, South Carolina.
Hi, folks. It's good to hear a little bit of South Carolina in the house. After starting my undergraduate in the early 90s, I'm finally getting around to graduating with a double degree in secondary education and history this coming May from the College of Charleston. There you go. This is thanks to the scholarship committee. This is my first NFB National Conference. It's been a long couple of days already. Look forward to a long couple more. So that's me.
Thank you. I think it's a long couple of days because I heard tell the scholarship winners went out after NABS last night. That's what we'd like you to do. Our next winner has an interesting combination of states, Tyler Kavanaugh, Kansas, New York.
This way.
Put it on my mouth.
How close is... Good morning. Thank you, Scholarship Committee, Board of Directors, Mr. President, Madam Chair. It is a great honor for me to be here this morning. I am going to be a sophomore at the Rochester Institute of Technology studying software engineering. This is my first national convention, and I hope to become even more involved with the Federation because I only really got kind of involved with it with the state convention in New York last November. Thank you. I yield
thank
the floor.
Thank you. Our next applicant actually reads Braille in more than one language. Miso Kwok, California, California.
First of all, I'm so honored and humbled to be here today. Throughout my life, I've been blessed with incredible mentors and experiences. Teachers in Korea who always encouraged me to think bigger, a high school science teacher who opened my mind to chemistry, a guidance counselor who gave me an opportunity to speak at local Cub Scout about blindness, band directors who gave me wonderful opportunities such as being a section leader for a marching band, performing in a concert tour as a member of Southern California Ambassadors of Music, and marching the Tournament of Roses Parade as a member of Bands of America Honor Band. And finally, many of NFB mentors whom I met throughout this week. This fall, I'll be a freshman attending University of California, Los Angeles, and considering to double major in music history and communication and minor in education. Although I'm not sure about specifics of my career, I would like to become a teacher who could open students' minds and strengthen their self-belief just like my teachers have done for me. Thank you.
Thank you. I neglected to say that Stephanie DeLuca was a Tenbrook, as is our next applicant, Dominic Lawless. Louisiana.
Good morning. I am very honored to be here as a Tenbrook Fellow. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, currently living in Ruston, Louisiana, where I'm attending Louisiana Tech, finishing my master's degree in teaching blind students and orientation and mobility. I've been in the National Federation of the Blind for 13 years. In 2005, I founded the Tennessee Association of Blind Students and had the opportunity to serve as its president from 2005 to 2011. I also served on the state board for the Tennessee affiliate, as well as served on the National Association of Blind Students board from 2007 to 2012. Although I hold no current board positions, I love working behind the scenes in various educational programs like the Bell Program in Louisiana and soon the Bell Program in Virginia, and I look forward to doing anything I can to still help the Federation and teach, and I'm looking forward to the rest of convention.
Thank you. Heading back north from Minnesota, Alex Locke.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alex Locke. I'm a third-year grad student at the College of St. Scholastica, earning a doctorate in physical therapy. I will own my own private practice physical therapy clinic one day. I live in Duluth, Minnesota, and we're in the process of getting a chapter started in Duluth, so any tips are welcome. So in Minnesota, we have these things called Oli and Lena jokes, so I'm going to tell you one. Okay, so Sven was walking down the street, and he noticed his buddy Oli standing by the jewelry store. And he said, "Hey, Oli, what you doing?" And Oli said, "Oh, it's Lena's birthday, and she asked for something with a lot of diamonds." And Sven said, "Yeah? Well, what'd you get her?" And Oli said, "Well, I got her a deck of cards."
Thank you
all so much. Have a lovely convention.
Moving to Utah, we have Brooke Lovell.
Hello, everyone. I'm so thankful to be here today. I am an incoming freshman at Brigham Young University, and I will be majoring in psychology. I plan to become a marriage and family counselor. This summer, I'm interning at a counseling office in Salt Lake City, and I absolutely love it. I have been involved with the NFB for coming up on 3 years now. I had the opportunity to attend Washington Seminar, and that was right after I became involved with the NFB. And then I was on the founding board of our local chapter and served as the secretary there for 2 years. I am currently the treasurer of our student division, and I have had the opportunity to serve as a junior mentor at the Bell Program and in Project Strive in our state. I'm so thankful for all these awesome opportunities that I've had to give back, because I have received so much from the NFB and from my mentors and from you, my Federation family. I hope that you all have a very happy day. Thank you.
Our next Tenbrook, Gary Wonder, are you in the house, is Julie McGinnity, Missouri.
Hi, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank Patty Chang and the rest of the scholarship committee for giving me this opportunity once again. I'm having a great time. I would also like to thank Lorraine Rovig for all the work she's doing. It can't be easy to be with us all the time. So I was told recently that I could only be a blind character in an opera because I'm blind and all the sighted people are supposed to play the sighted characters. Yeah, unfortunately, this is something that we face every day. Many of us in this room have faced this attitude, and as my part, I would like to become an accomplished performer and be a professor of voice. I would like to teach all kinds of students performance techniques. I would also like to advocate for blind performers, because that attitude is wrong, and we need to fix it, guys. Thank you.
Where's Florida? Mona Mankara.
Hi, everyone. I'm actually originally from Boston. I moved down here for graduate school. So I am a third year at the University of Florida, at part of the Quantum Theory Project. I'm studying computational chemistry. I graduated undergrad from Wellesley College in 2009 with a double major in chemistry and Middle Eastern studies. And then I was really fortunate to get a Howard Hughes Medical Institution grant to do a year of just pure research. And I decided this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I really love it. Unfortunately, growing up, I wasn't really involved with the NFB or anything actually related to blind associations. I was not taught Braille, and I did not have enough vision to read large print. So growing up, I've done everything auditorially, but coming here, I've decided I'm going to learn Braille.
Like, good idea.
And actually, Julie McKinney, who just spoke, she just showed me the alphabet, and I was able to learn a couple of read a couple of sentences on her Braille note. So I'm really excited to see where that takes me. Thank you.
Thank you. That's why we still need the Federation. I have the same story. Next up is Oklahoma. Jeannie, I hope you're here. Do some use. Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
Thank you. My associates and bachelor's were in areas of law, and I honestly just had a mild plan of being a paralegal. But as I was going through school the last 2 years, I faced more battles than I've ever faced in my life. It had been the first time I had gone to college blind. I battled one professor one semester. I thought, okay, good, that will never happen again. No, next semester, major battle, semester long. Then voc rehab, and by the end I said, you know what? They don't seem to understand. I'm part of the NFB and I don't take no for an answer.
Thank you. Good for
I'm dedicating you. My life to that type of service for others now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Heading back to Louisiana. Louisiana, we have Treva Olivero.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. I am very honored and blessed and humbled to have this opportunity. This is my 10th convention, and in the past, I haven't been able to gone to school to get a scholarship, but currently I am attending the Louisiana Tech Master's Program for Teaching Blind Students. And I'm very excited, and what sparked an interest in teaching is my experience with the Louisiana and the Maryland Bell Program, and also the Braille Rocks Program in Maryland. And I'd like to thank my mentors from the NFB of Indiana and the NFB of Maryland for all their support. And thank you so much for believing in me and giving me this opportunity so that I can go and teach future Federationists.
Thank you, Treva. I didn't forget him this time. Stephen Phelps, Utah, Utah.
Good morning, fellow Federationists. I am a member of the Utah affiliate, and within that affiliate, I am the president of the Utah Valley chapter. I am in my final year of study at the University of Utah. I am working on two master's degrees, one in social work and the other in public administration. I'm also working on a graduate certificate in disability studies. With this combination of degrees and certificate, I will be able to provide relief and initiate needed changes for people with disabilities through advocacy, legislation, and policy efforts and administrative leadership. It is my belief that I can make a difference in people's lives, and this belief has been furthered during recent national conventions, Washington Seminar, and activities within the Utah affiliate. I am committed to furthering the mission of the National Federation of the Blind and its programs and affiliates. Thank you.
Thank you. Tennessee is well represented in this class. We have from Tennessee and District of Columbia, Ms. Heather Rasmussen.
Hi. I've been in the NFB for several years, about six, I think.
I owe a lot to this organization. I went to the Colorado Center for the Blind in... Amen to that. In 2009, 2010, it was a truly life-changing experience. That being said, I've never been able to come to a national convention before, and I'm really, truly grateful to be able to be here. It's amazing. I have a bit of a different background. I grew up on a goat farm. Yes, a goat farm in Tennessee. I am now at American University in Washington, D.C. I'm majoring in international studies with a focus in conflict resolution, because it's really hard to get anything done in terms of development if you're being shot at. I am minoring in Spanish, because it's awesome, and criminal justice, because I have a passion for U.S. prison reform. Coming from an underserved population, that being blind, I feel empathy with that population because they're very neglected in this country. For the last year, I studied abroad in the University of Ireland in Galway, and I love dogs.
We have 15 graduate students in this class, and it's the second class in a row where the women outnumber the men 2-1. Next, we have Caitlin Shelton, Ohio, Ohio.
Hello and good morning, everyone. This fall, I will be a sophomore at the University of Dayton, where I am majoring in music therapy with a minor in psychology, and I have yet to decide what specific population of people I want to work with, but I'm considering concentrating in work with teens who have all sorts of disabilities, substance abuse, recovery, or medical music therapy in a pediatric hospital. And I've had a couple of volunteer internships, including one at the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and I hope to get more to sort of figure out my niche and see where I want to go. I'm pretty active on campus. I do several activities, including volunteer organizations, two fraternities, marching band, and a bunch of musical ensembles. As far as the federation goes, I am active in the Ohio Association of Blind Students, where I currently serve as secretary, and the community service group, and I hope to become more involved as the week goes on. This is my first convention, and I'm really excited and honored to be here, and I'm really thankful for this opportunity, so thank you for everyone who's made that possible, as well as everyone here for working for a better future for blind people. Thank you.
We are glad to have you here. I get points if I get this one right. I got Yuna Jata right. Next is Jerry Siqueiros Ramirez. California,
good
California.
Morning. Good morning, fellow Federationists. First off, I am very blessed. I feel very blessed to be part of the scholarship class this year, and it is with great humility. I just say thank you to each and every one of you, as well as the scholarship committee. I'm a graduate student at Cal State University San Bernardino. I am studying I am earning a master's degree in rehab counseling. I currently work as a service coordinator at Department of Rehab in California, and rehab is just something that is very near and dear to my heart. But I'm more than that. I'm also a mother, a wife, and I am a Federationist. I have the privilege of working in the great California state next to some seasoned mentors. I serve as treasurer of our student division, vice president of our diabetes division, and I am president of the Southwest Riverside County chapter. But my privilege extends past the California borders. I get to work alongside all of you, and I get to be part of the difference we are going to make in this world. So it is just, again, I thank you, and I look forward to meeting more of you, and so everybody have a great convention. Thank you.
Thank you. New York and Connecticut are represented by Miss Ivy Wanta.
Hi, everyone. I'm so grateful to be here as a scholarship winner. I'm starting at Yale University this fall, hoping to major in physics and planning to have a future in alternate energy sources. I'm also incredibly involved in theater. Throughout my high school career, I acted in, directed, or wrote 17 different plays and musicals. This is my first convention, and I really do feel like this scholarship has given me the gift of the NFB, and I can't wait to take that gift home and get involved in my state affiliate. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Ivy.
Can you hold my mic?
Sticking with Connecticut, partnering it with North Carolina, we have Catherine Webster.
Good morning, my new Federation family. This is my first national convention, and my name is Catherine Webster. I am originally from Florida, live in Connecticut, and will be starting my freshman year of undergraduate at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem. I plan on pursuing a double major in mathematical business and economics with a minor in health and human services. Hopefully, my career goal right now is to be an actuarial scientist and a motivational speaker. I am new to the Federation, fairly new, but I am looking forward to this week and I'm loving it. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Justin Salisbury because he has convinced me to highly consider going to the LCB, and he is definitely he's definitely been a great mentor and idol for this whole process, and I can't wait to keep on being a Federationist and getting involved. Thank you.
Thank you. Justin, for those of you that don't remember, also won a national scholarship. We're heading for Indiana, with next, Tembrook Matthew Yater.
Good morning, Federationists. I too would like to say thank you so much to the Scholarship Committee for your hard work and dedication, Board of Directors, and on behalf of all of us, all of you affiliate leaders. Without you guys, we wouldn't be where we are, so thank you very much. Graduated from Indiana Bible College last year, first year grad student at Associated Mennonite Biblical Seminary. I've been part of the Federation for 5 years, recruited by Ron Brown. First convention was part of the college leadership program 4 years ago, so this is my fourth convention. And the leadership seminar changed my life, really. I went back home with a new perspective, an open understanding. My senior year of college, we started the National Federation of the Blind of Michiana, so a newly formed chapter, serving on the building committee where we're celebrating just last week. We got a building donated to us, office space, so we're really looking forward to that. Couple grant writers, one of them, which is works with the International Rotary, and he's a gifts manager. His major is corporate sponsorships, so really excited for the new developments, and thank you guys for all that you do for us.
Thank you. Last but not least, from New Jersey, Tennessee, is Stephanie Zundo.
Good morning, my Federation family. I am so thankful, blessed, and honored to have been awarded one of the NFB's scholarships. I will be attending Vanderbilt University in the fall as a freshman. I will be double majoring in speech pathology and psychology. I have also just decided to minor in something that has to do with animals, since I absolutely love animals. I attended the Youth Slam in 2011, and I also just graduated from the LEAD program, which is led by Joe Ruffalo and Geraldine Higgins. I just have one quick story to share with you guys on why I absolutely love the NFB and why it is such a great organization. This year, I was in an AP government class. All the students in this class belong to a National E-Congress, which is a website where students from all over the country create their own laws. These laws are sent to other classrooms across the country where they either are passed or they fail. I made a law about how I think there should be a way that blind people can distinguish between money other than using money readers. And it is fine if people disagree with my ideas, but the way these people failed my law was unbelievable. They told me that blind people never go to stores without a sighted companion. This is why I do boxing, because of my anger, and also why I joined the NFB. The NFB is here to fight for our equality, because we know that blind people can accomplish everything that sighted people can. Thank you.
There you have the 2013 scholarship class. On Saturday evening, July 6, toward the close of the banquet, Patty Chang presented this year's scholarships. Then, Jerry Siqueiros Ramirez, winner of the Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship, came to the podium to speak a few words.
I'm trying to catch my breath right now and stand at the same time, so excuse the shaking in my voice, please. Good evening, my Federation family. Words can never express the thanks or even the feelings I have right now. In 2007, I sat on the side of the road devastated, realizing that I was blind. My car was parked. I had called my brother for a ride because I had almost hit a car. 2009, I had the opportunity, the blessing, to attend my first national convention in Detroit. I partook in our walk and our march for independence. I left that convention changing the word devastation to determination, to dare to dream. So it is with great humility I stand here before you this evening, again, truly thanking each and every one of you. I may not know you personally, but we are working together, and that is all I need to know. Thank you, my Federation family. It is my privilege to walk with you as we go to Washington each year, as we walk the streets and show society, and as we work together, changing what it means to be blind. Thank you.
Following is the complete list of 2013 scholarship winners and the awards they received. $3,000 NFB Awards: Conrad Alston, Cody Blair, Danielle Burton, Mark Colasurdo, Albert Al Elia, Juna Jata, Frederick Hardyway, Natasha Hubbard, Tyler Cavanaugh, Miso Kwok, Dominique Lawless, Alex Locke, Deza Muse, Stephen J. Phelps, Heather Rasmussen, Caitlin Shelton, Ivy Wanta, Matthew Yater, and Stephanie Zundel. $3,000 Charles and Melva T. Owen Scholarship, Treva Olivero. $3,000 EU and Jean Parker Scholarship, Angela DeHart. $3,000 The Oracle Scholarship for Excellence in Computer Science, Stephanie DeLucia. $5,000 Charles and Melva T. Owen Scholarships, Mona Minkara and Catherine Webster. $5,000 Larry Streeter Memorial Scholarship, Chopper Johnson. $5,000 The Mimi and Marvin Sandler Scholarship, Molly Ferber. $7,000 NFB Scholarships, Brooke Lowell and Julie Ann McGinnity. $10,000 Charles and Melva T. Owen Scholarship, Kristen Fleschner. $12,000 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship, funded by the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults, Jerry Sekiros Ramirez.